invite you to turn in your Bibles, if you have them with you, to Hebrews chapter 12. Since the first of this new year, we've been felt led to preach different messages, some in series form and some individually. This is kind of a standalone sermon today, but just talking about spiritual growth and how we go deeper and farther in our journey with Christ. There are a lot of things that go into that. And I was kind of struggling with which direction to go this morning earlier in the week, and this sermon kept popping up in my mind, and this idea kept popping up in my mind, and someone asked me earlier what the sermon was going to be about, and I said, I kind of think I have an idea, but I can't tell you for sure yet because I don't know, and I'm waiting for God to give me direction. We were sitting at home the other night, and Blenda told me, she said, you need to see this video. And we're going to show that here in a few minutes. You need to see this video from the Skit Guys. And man, it was just, when I watched it, it was just the Spirit telling me, you need to think about this. You need to preach about this. You need to go back and dust that sermon off and kind of revamp it and make it work for your congregation now. So I'm going to talk to you this morning about what I call unnecessary baggage. Unnecessary baggage. Have you ever felt like, maybe you're in a situation right now where you feel like you're just not making the spiritual progress that you would like to make in your life? Maybe you're not experiencing the kind of spiritual growth that you would really like to be experiencing. And what I want to do today is just unpack some things and let you know that it's not always because of sin. It's not always because we're living intentionally in some way that dishonors God. There are things we need to learn. The growth process and the making progress in this spiritual walk is all about learning new things and learning more about ourselves. So I want us to read the first three verses together of Hebrews chapter 12. And I'm using a little bit different translation today. I'm using the Common English Bible because I just love the way it says what it says in these first three verses. So Hebrews chapter 12, beginning with verse 1, says this, "So then, let's also run the race that is laid out in front of us. Since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us throw off any extra baggage, get rid of the sin that trips us up, and fix our eyes on Jesus, faith's pioneer and perfecter. He endured the cross, ignoring the shame, for the sake of the joy that was laid out in front of him, and sat down at the right side of God's throne. Think about the one who endured such opposition from sinners so that you won't be discouraged and you won't give up." What do you think the number one cause or reason is for people failing in their spiritual walk? I can't prove it statistically. This is an opinion. That's why I tell you, whenever I'm going to say something's opinionated, I'm just going to tell you, this is what I believe. I would venture to say that the number one reason and cause for failure in someone in their spiritual walk is the fact that sooner or later they get so discouraged they give up. I've been there. Blend and I have been in full-time ministry for going on 19 years now. And there's been more than once that I've come home from the office, from the church, from a meeting, from a service, where I walked in and I sat down across the table from her or sat in our bedroom and said, if this is what ministry is all about, I really not sure I want to continue. But there was always something. And I know, and we know what it is. There was always that spirit that said, this is what I've called you to do. This is who I've called you to be. This is who I've created you to be. So I want us to look at some of the, what I would call aspects of unnecessary baggage that we find in our lives. And the first thing is this. I want us to think about what the problem, what is the problem with having excess or unnecessary baggage? What's the problem with that? Here's the first thing, and these are simple things if we think them through. The first problem with unnecessary baggage is that it takes up space or room in your life. It takes up too much space. Unnecessary baggage takes up too much room. See, baggage comes in all different sizes, doesn't it? All different shapes and sizes. I brought some stuff here today to kind of help illustrate this. How many of you have ever gone on a family trip or a family vacation? How many of you have children and have gone on a family trip or a family vacation? How many of you have at least that one child who thinks they need to bring everything they own with them for one overnight stay? Guess whose job it is to actually load the vehicle when we're getting ready to go somewhere? It's mine. I'm the guy that has to go out there and figure out how to fit all this stuff in and make all the puzzle pieces fit together. Lexi, I love her to death. She could fill up every suitcase I have up here when we get ready to go on a trip, and then some. So I'm going to use this big suitcase to kind of think about Lexi for a minute, because that's kind of... This one's Emily. She's kind of the medium size, okay? She takes enough stuff to get by, a little bit extra and different things like that when she's packing. I don't own a backpack, so I brought the small suitcase. This is Jordan. Believe it or not, when you see Jordan, that boy can pack for a week in a backpack. So I'm out loading the car, and I've got all this stuff, and I'm trying to make it all fit, and Jordan comes walking out with his backpack. I said, is that it? Got everything I need. Sometimes it's a trick getting it all in the car. You know why? Because I have more baggage than I have room for. You know what? Sometimes it's that way in our spiritual life. We're carrying around extra baggage, and we don't have room for it. Here's the second problem with unnecessary baggage. It weighs us down. It weighs us down. The illustration here is that of running a race. How many of you have ever run in track or cross country or anything like that? When you go out to run a race, are you going to strap all these suitcases on or drag them behind you and run and expect to win? No. You're getting ready to run a race, you strip everything off that you don't necessarily have to have. You get rid of, you're not carrying anything extra with you. It's just you and your running shoes and your uniform, and you go all out. Unnecessary baggage weighs us down. And when something weighs us down, it slows us down. I ran track for a couple of years in middle school, junior high school. And I just know you didn't ever want any of that extra stuff with you. When I was in the National Guard, when I was at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, going through basic training and AIT, we would have PT, physical fitness training, every morning and a lot of times in the afternoon. You had a uniform for that. shorts and a t-shirt, or sweatpants and a t-shirt, depending on what the weather was like. And you'd go run. Well, guess what? During the day, when I had a full military uniform on, combat boots instead of tennis shoes, a utility belt with canteens and all kinds of other stuff on it, and a ruck pack that weighed anywhere between 75 and 100 pounds, I didn't move nearly as fast because it weighed us down and it slows us down. So the first thing I want us to understand is that maybe if we stop and do that evaluation that we talked about a few weeks ago, if we stop and do that spiritual inventory and we kind of start to evaluate our lives as to where we were 6 months ago or even a month ago, where I am today, if I'm not making the kind of spiritual progress that I would really like to see myself make, maybe it's time for me to ask the question, do I have any unnecessary or extra baggage in my life that I'm carrying around? So he labels two things here. He said, first, let's throw off any extra baggage. And then he says, get rid of the sin that trips us up. So I want us to understand there are two different concepts going on here. Sin will trip us up. It will make us fall. It'll get in our way. Sin is that willful, deliberate going against what we know is right according to God and His Word and His teaching and His training. If we know something's wrong and we do it anyway, that for us is sin. James tells us if we know something is right and we don't do it, that for us is sin. See, we're real good at what we don't do. We're real good at preaching about things we're not supposed to do because it's sin. Where we fall down a lot of times is the fact that James tells us that for that person who knows to do good and doesn't do it, that's sin. So we need to get rid of all the extra baggage. Max Lucado wrote a book several years ago called Traveling Light. Deals with this same topic. Stripping away everything that's not necessary for our spiritual walk. And building that relationship. So the first thing we need to do if we're not making the progress is to evaluate our lives. Is there sin in my life? Is there some unconfessed sin in my life that's slowing me down and keeping me back? And if there's nothing there that's sinful, maybe I need to stop and look at some of the other things in my life, some of the other priorities that aren't necessarily bad, that aren't necessarily in and of themselves sinful, but they might be hindering me in my walk with God. What could that be? Oh, goodness, any number of things. Any number of things. And that's where we get to next. Here's the second thing that I feel like I need to tell you or think about when it comes to unnecessary baggage is this. How do we deal with it? How do we deal with it? The first thing is we have to realize that it's there. Recognize that it's there, that it's present in our lives. If I come to this point where I'm saying, you know what? I'm just not as vibrant spiritually as I would like to be. I don't feel like I'm just overflowing with God. And we're not going to feel that way all the time. We got to be careful we don't live on feelings and emotions. But we should know if there's something that's hindering us from being as close to God as we can possibly be. So we have to recognize that it's there. And then we have to do something that's very important. We have to identify what it is. And Steve, if you have it queued up, I want us to run this video. While you watch this video, I want you to think about this because we're going to come back to it. We have to recognize that the baggage is there, and then we need to identify what it is. So I'd like for you to watch and pay attention to this video for the next few minutes.
I I tell you this, being TSAs, we see a ton of baggage coming through this port. You know what I mean?
That's right, ton of baggage. Sometimes this one will give me a look. Show them that look.
Hey, we got some baggage over here.
That's the look.
But I tell you, when I'm sitting there, I'm looking at the x-ray machine, you know, I'm seeing things scanned through there. You see the baggage. You can't help but see the baggage. Ah, it'll hurt your heart.
You know? Gotta hurt the heart, hurt their joints, hurt their back. They probably have to go see a doctor about it.
You know, and I tell you what the doctor would say. The doctor would look at those x-rays and say, this person has some hurts, this person has some habits, and this person has some hang-ups. How do we pick up so much baggage?
Huh?
But the only hang-up I have is I like to hang up a snake around my shoulders every once and again. Carl here. She's a Colombian red-toed boa with a, with a deathly grip. I'll tell you that right now. But I don't mind the pain, because I know she loves me.
So it looks like Carl's causing quite a bit of pain in an abusive relationship here. When are you going to let go of the hang-up and get rid of Carl?
Oh, friend. I've let go of Carl. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm free. I'm free indeed.
Howdy ho, my name is Dandy Lewis, and I want to help you live your best life yet. We all struggle with what I call the three H's, the hurts, the habits, and the hang-ups, and I want to help you make peace with your past. One way to do that is we embrace our past, and I know what you're saying, Dan. Embracing my past would be like hugging a cactus. Correct a mundo, muchacho, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to hug this third cactus. We're going to hug it out. You know, because I have hurts and pain in my life, too. Here's what happens. God sets us free when we deal with the hurtful, the painful things in our lives, and I'm going to demonstrate for you right now with this cactus. So on a one, on a two, and a three, we're going to hug it out, and you're going to see just a wave of peace that just passes all understanding. One, two, three. Ah!
Getting to the root of a habit is much like whittling a piece of wood. It takes time and effort, but it's worth it. Take this little guy. He started off this morning as a redwood. So worth it.
What are you talking about?
What? It's a metaphor, right?
No. You lost me. You lost me with the hurts and the hang-ups and the habit.
No, I'm telling you, it's a metaphor, right? When we look at the baggage, I'm talking about their emotional baggage.
No. We're talking about their literal baggage.
No, be careful,
that'll hurt your back.
No. When I say baggage, I'm talking about their emotional baggage.
What is wrong with you?
Why would I talk about what's wrong with you?
No, what's wrong with you? You're using a metaphor in our line of work?
Yes.
You're going to get somebody killed. You're the one with the baggage, mister.
I love you too.
So it looks like even though you've let go of your hang-up here, the hang-up hasn't let go of you.
It's just a hug. She's a real good hugger.
When I was first married, my wife and I, we got in a fight. But I was ranting and raving on about something. And my wife, we were in the kitchen, and my wife was just watching me eating a bag of potato chips, just one after another, just watching me. And when I finally shut up, she looked at me and she said, "Who hurt you?" And I remember the question just kind of stopped me cold. I tried to pivot. I tried to save face. But it was just such a sobering question. I remember just looking at her. Maybe one of the first times in my life, just being really, really honest, I said, "I guess several people have." And that was the moment with that question, "Who hurt you?" And I realized then that I didn't want to just keep carrying on the past hurts in my life. These people don't even know they hurt me, but I'm walking around a decade later, feeling that pain, developing habits, living out of hangups. I didn't want to carry that into my marriage, and I sure didn't want to carry that in with my kids, and I didn't want to have that be in my relationship with God. It's a courageous, courageous question. Who hurt you? And if you can do that, it's one of the first steps. Oh, but you get to have the freedom of Christ. Can I encourage you? Let go. Let God.
unnecessary baggage affects other people in our lives. Not just us. So back to this idea of identifying what it is. What's your baggage? Is it fear? Is it worry? Is it anxiety? Stress? Relationship issue? Material possessions or belongings? Is that our baggage? Grudges? Ask ourselves the question that he asked at the end of this video. Who hurt you? Who hurt us? And we can sit here, we can stand here all day long, and we can say, oh, I'm fine, nobody's ever hurt me. You're not being honest. Because there's not a person alive who's lived any length of time who hasn't been hurt in some way by someone. What do we do about it? We have to initiate some action. The scripture says, let's throw off any extra baggage. Let us get rid of the sin that trips us up. You see, I have to recognize it's there, then I have to identify what it is. Then I have to decide what I'm going to do with it. I have to take some action. Now, I can't fix everything on my own. I can't fix my hurt feelings. I can't fix my own grudges. I can't fix my worry. I can't fix my anxiety. Not all by myself. I need help. Three words. Three words that are the hardest, some of the hardest words we will ever admit. I need help. We have to take action and do something about it. So where do we get rid of it? If I see the problem, if I know I have all this unnecessary baggage in my life, if it's getting in my way, it's taking up room, it's slowing me down, it's keeping me from making progress, I have to figure out what I'm going to do with it, right? So, here I am. I got all this unnecessary baggage I'm carrying around with me. What are my options? I can pass it along to someone else. Hey, what a friend am I? Here you go. I don't want this baggage anymore. You can deal with it for a while. Here, you want some? The two of you are going to need all these suitcases. Don't try to pass your junk off on somebody else. They don't want it. If you don't want it, they certainly don't. I take it to the... I can take it to the trash and just get rid of it, but that's kind of a literal speaking. Here's what I want us to think about. What if I bring my baggage? If I bring it and give it to Jesus, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Nothing you're carrying today that he can't take care of. Maybe you're like the guy in the skit with the snake wrapped around his arm. Oh, I've let go of my hang up. I've let go of Carl. But it hasn't let go of you. Let me ask you this question. Do you truly want to be set free? Do you want to be set free from any unnecessary extra baggage that's weighing you down in your life? The only way to do that is right here. And now's your opportunity. I didn't ask, I don't have any idea. Whatever you feel like the Spirit wants you to, I didn't. I'm going to invite you to stand. I want you to stand. I'm just asking you to close your eyes. Just pray. Do whatever you have to do to follow the Spirit. But if you're here this morning and there's baggage in your life that you have recognized and you understand what it is, you're able to identify it, and you want to be set free from it, just come give it to Jesus, would you? Just come give it to him. Father, I pray that you would help us. Give us a desire to be set free. Help us, Lord, to recognize whatever there might be in my life that is weighing me down, that is keeping me from reaching the finish line. Lord, all we have to do this morning is say, Lord, I give it to you. I give you my baggage. I give you all the extra junk in my life. Whether it's sin, whether it's wrong priorities, just all the junk that we accumulate and hang on to. God, today I let go of it and I give it to you and I ask you to set me free. Father, help us today. Lord, read us here. Hands outstretched, palms up. Letting go of what she's holding on to and asking you to place something new in her hands. God, set her free today. We surrender to you. We bring you our anxiety. We bring you our cares. We bring you our burdens. And we ask you to remove them from our lives and set us free. We don't want to quench your spirit. We don't want to be in a hurry. We don't want to rush. We want you to do things in your time and your way. So, Lord, we wait on you today. We wait on you as you wait on us. Today, right here, right now, Lord, I surrender myself to you anew. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us, fall fresh on me. Help us today to follow you. And and to leave behind anything that keeps us from doing that today. Thank you for being here today. Brother Eldon Christner, would you dismiss us in prayer this morning?